From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, has college consultancy gone too far? One company promises to get you in or your money, lots of it, back.
But first, to the international conference going on today in Paris to work out a strategy for confronting ISIS. French President François Hollande said there was no time to lose. He called for supporting moderate rebels in Syria. The two dozen countries that were at today's meeting pledged to help fight ISIS by any means necessary, including military assistance. U.S. officials are also saying that a number of Arab nations have offered to help with airstrikes. The BBC's Lucy Williamson is covering the conference. She joins us from Paris. And Lucy, what else has come out of the talk so far today?
Well, the foreign ministers from around 30 countries have issued a communique saying that they pledged their support to the new Iraqi government and that they're prepared to look at any means necessary to support the Iraqi government in the face of Islamic State. And that, they say, includes military means as well. That's really been the focus of a lot of the attention here today at the conference, is which states might be able to support that military endeavour being led by the Americans and then the Iraqis. But there's also, of course, been talk about the political dimension as well, how to counter the flow of people and money to Islamic State to attack from all sides, really.
Well, and we're hearing that Arab countries may be involved in airstrikes against ISIS. Are you hearing any more about that and which countries those might be?
The Americans have been very cagey about which countries exactly have committed to what on that, but they have said they've got the agreement, the support of 10 Arab nations for their campaign against Islamic State. It's believed to include countries like Saudi Arabia, UAE, Egypt, and some of those countries, they're saying, have said they're willing to carry out airstrikes against Islamic State, certainly in Iraq, possibly elsewhere. But that's something that I think is very sensitive for the Arab governments themselves. It's something that the US has been very low-key about, very quiet about, certainly in terms of naming those countries anyway. And also the Iraqi president here at the conference has been saying, has been hinting that maybe he's more comfortable with the Sunni Arab states being involved at the conference level. The idea of them carrying out airstrikes in his country may not be so comfortable. That was the sort of the mood of what he was saying here.
Well, we've already heard from the other co-host of the conference, François Hollande, the French president, that the threat is global and the response must be global. Which countries are emerging as the biggest voices for action against ISIS?
I think they're coming from all sides, really. You've got countries like France, you know, European countries who are getting involved. France has just today started reconnaissance flights over Iraq. I said it's willing to consider airstrikes. Germany has been sending weapons to try and tackle the threat there. And you've got Albania who's playing a key role. On the other hand, you've got Arab countries from the region who, as I say, have really pledged their support in quite a major way, at least according to the Americans. So those together with the United States are really the key players in this.
Are there voices of dissent?
Voices of dissent here at the conference?
Yeah, are there any countries saying, you know, maybe this is not the right way to go?
In terms of the nitty-gritty of what's happening diplomatically, I know there are countries that are less comfortable with the military option and the political sensitivities and fault lines within the region are so complex that I think that's often getting in the way of some of these decisions. Turkey, for example, has not been happy to host military sorties from its territory, has clamped down a little bit on the smuggling of oil across its border, but not enough, some say, and it has its own reasons for doing that. So I think it's a very complicated situation, and people have many different considerations, perhaps, when they come to this conference about why and what they can offer.
What about the question of consultation with Syria if an international coalition is going to conduct airstrikes against ISIS in that country, and whether the government should be consulted?
America has said that it will not consult President Assad if it goes ahead. And I think that it's one reason why focus has been really on Iraq in the first instance, because clearly the Iraqi president is here at the conference co-hosting it. There's been a clear sign from him that he wants to see help for Iraq, though perhaps not combat troops on the ground, perhaps not airstrikes by all of the coalition partners, but certainly he does welcome the help that's being offered. President Assad, of course, is a very different kettle of fish, and there seems to be some confrontation, potential confrontation there, with the Americans saying that they do not feel they would have to alert or get the approval of President Assad to carry out airstrikes. The fact that Iraq has requested help, and the fact that Islamic State key supply lines and key people are based in Syria, may provide the bare bones of an argument for carrying that fight into Syrian territory. But that's likely to be quite sensitive.
Lucy, this conference is happening after we've seen yet another video released from ISIS purporting to show the killing of a Western hostage, a British aid worker, David Haynes. How much are these beheading videos playing into what's going on there?
I think it certainly has added momentum and added focus to what was already quite seen as quite a serious threat. The taking of Mosul by Islamic State militants, the spreading into Iraq, and the threat that posed to the Iraqi state, I think really sparked a lot of concern around the world. The recent killings that we believe we've seen in these films, I think that's really added a lot of pressure on governments, but it goes above and beyond that.
The BBC's Lucy Williamson joining us from Paris. Lucy, thank you.
Thank you.